to our service of worship. If this is your first time or one of your first few times worshiping with us, you have chosen a wonderful Sunday to be here. Please join the Spirit Sisters downstairs for cake and coffee following the service. We will have a fun time to visit with you, take a blue mug so we know who you are and can make sure to welcome you into our fellowship. A few little announcements this morning. I want to make special mention of the food bank as we move into the summer. Attendance shifts, there's not as many people coming in and out of the building. Don't forget, when you head to the grocery store, put one more thing in your basket and put it in the bin. Pat and Dick Bowman will be only too happy to take it to the food bank. The youth, if there's any youth here in the congregation this morning, they are reminded that after children's time, they can follow downstairs and head to the youth room for a session with Mike Bullitt. Registration continues for Summer in the City, the children's program that will be held in our summer. The brochure is downstairs by the Sunday school room. If you know of a child who might want to do this, or your own child might want to do this, take the registration form home and have a look at it. That'll help you figure it out. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. Something else about summer worship here at Edith Rankin, things take a bit of a slower pace, and it's not the worship committee, but our worship team is wanting some sign up for the various tasks that happen so fluidly all year long. In the summer, we still need greeters and ushers and readers. So if that's something that you would like to tackle just for one or two summer Sundays, there's a big yellow poster in the back. Put your name in it or speak to Lorna or Barb O'Neill just so that they can tell you what it's all about. But you see what happens every Sunday. It's not a hard job, and it's a nice way to offer your talent to the rest of us. In that same vein, through the summer, our music takes a different look. Has a different feel as well. The choir doesn't usually sit in the choir loft, although if there's a few of us here, we will do that. But musical pieces are encouraged to come from all of us. So if you have a hidden talent that you would like to share, it doesn't have to be vocal, it can be instrumental or anything, please speak to Lawrence and we'd be only too happy to have you offer your gift during our summer worship. This morning's service focuses on our Spirit Sisters, and the images that you will see, and this lovely painting down here, watercolor down here, is actually a piece of batik art. The images we've chosen to project during this service are all the work of batik artist Sarah Hale. Sarah's work was introduced to us by Spirit Sister Carolyn McPhee, who visits Sarah every summer at her summer home in Arden. Batik is a wax resist process. The designs are created with alternate applications of hot wax and dye. Sarah's original batiks are drawn freehand and then melted with melted wax on cotton, silk, hemp, or wool. We are showing images from her Dancing People series this morning as they fit so beautifully with our theme. If you'd like to see more of Sarah's work, her contact information is in tidings. This is the life and work of Edith Rankin Memorial United Church. On Sunday, we gather for worship. Let us worship God.
Then the prophet Miriam took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing.
Good morning, and welcome to our celebration. This year marks the 10th anniversary of Spirit Sisters. We're happy to report Spirit Sisters continues to nourish and challenge women of all ages and backgrounds, and seems to grow stronger as the years go by. We currently have 50 names on our mailing list with room for more, and we welcome 20 to 25 women to each of our monthly gatherings. This year, as a way of honoring our beginning, we revisited some of the themes outlined in the book Dance of the Spirit by Maria Harris. Reverend Micheline Montroy first introduced this book to a study group of 13 women in 2006, Ermac's very first Spirit Sisters. This morning, we invite you to listen to the words of Maria Harris and other wise women we've celebrated during our anniversary year, as they talk about the seven spiritual practices that comprise the dance of the spirit: awakening, discovering, creating, dwelling, nourishing, traditioning, and transforming. But don't worry, we won't ask you to rumba or cha-cha or step in any way out of your comfort zone. Relax, open your hearts and minds, and experience the dance of the spirit. After the service, please join us downstairs for coffee, cake, and conversation. If you're visiting, make sure you take a blue mug so the rest of us have the opportunity to introduce ourselves to you. The peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also with you.
Please join me for the centering prayer. God of mystery and wonder, you dance with us in our awakening. God of expectation and surprise, you marvel with us in our discovery. You imagine with us in our creating. God of compassion and grace, you rest with us in our dwelling. You delight with us in our nourishing. You gather with us in our traditioning. God of hope and promise, you rejoice with us in our transforming. It is in you and through you that all things are possible. You are the song, the music, and the dance of the Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Naomi Gazendam, and I had the incredible opportunity to travel to El Salvador to visit our twin church in March. It is difficult to describe in words the emotions I felt, the relationships we built, and new adventures we experienced during that 1 week in the sun. Through my recollection of one particular day in El Salvador, I will try to explain how grateful I am for the people we were blessed to meet and the way these people have shaped my perspective. Barking dogs and a crowing rooster woke us at sunrise in the orphanage where we were staying, and despite the early wake-up call, we were keen to see what our first day would bring. After breakfast, we eagerly awaited the arrival of a group of youth, some from the church congregation, some from the youth center Calpapil that we would later visit, and some from the group at the school called Peacemakers. The eight youth arrived: Nelson, Maritina, Jonathan, Stephen, Victor, Yoselina, David, and Sarah, with a teacher from the school, Eddie, and the room pulsed with excitement. We gathered in the hall for introductions and icebreaker games, and then split into smaller groups for discussion. The Canadian and Salvadoran youth compared our school days, our families, and our hobbies. Over watermelon and ice cream, a few of us got to know Jonathan through hand gestures and broken English and Spanish, and to this day, he is someone I keep in touch with. You will later see a picture of him fashioning my pink sunglasses. Back to our first day. After sharing a snack, the peacemakers gave their much-anticipated presentation. These passionate youth are determined to challenge their country's violent, gang-dominated culture by pursuing peace. At their school, they encourage their classmates to value peace and teach them how to live peacefully. These brave young people are willing to challenge the status quo in their community, despite any backlash they might experience. Listening to them made us confident that they will create a better tomorrow for their suffering country. In this time when our world desperately needs courageous people to challenge norms and look for innovative solutions to the problems we face, it was inspirational to meet this group of changemakers. After the presentation, we shared animated conversations over lunch. At our table, we chatted with Sarah, Maritina, and Yoselina, and bonded over Snapchat filters and our mutual love of music. I learned that Victor and I have a common dream to work with Doctors Without Borders, and I continued to share laughs with Jonathan. It was surprising how quickly our friendships grew, and how the smiles never seemed to disappear from anyone's face. The plan for the day was to part ways at this point, but we begged for the youth to accompany us to the volcano. What was supposed to be a morning together turned out to be an entire day. We ventured up to the volcano and were awed by the spectacular views. At the top of the volcano, the conversation never stopped, as we continued to bond over our similarities and discuss our differences. Because no one wanted this day to end, a special event was added to our itinerary. It was a visit to the Hobbit. This gorgeous bakery was located in beautiful gardens with a view of San Salvador. We enjoyed lemonade and quesadillas and took turns at the piano as others sang and danced. The room was filled with sounds of halting English and Spanish, laughter, and meaningful conversation. As the light faded and night fell, we departed with hugs as we yelled adios or hasta luego across the parking lot. I am so happy that over the rest of the week, we continued to get together to deepen these relationships. Many tears were shed as we departed for Canada, and these friendships remain in my heart as the greatest gift I was given in El Salvador. Thank you.
Will the boys and girls come forward who are here this morning for our time of prayer together? Okay. If you just stand with me. Oh, it's okay, Cadence. Just come on your own. Finn will come later. Okay. How are you this morning? Good? You good? All right, let's pray. You repeat after me. The choir can help too. Okay? Dear God, thank you for good sleep through the night and for being with us when we woke up this morning. Thank you for this place that we can come to discover you, your Son Jesus, and the winds of the Spirit that make our toes want to move, our whole feet to tap, and our hearts ready to dance with the joy and love that we find in you. Be with us now as we go to our class. And let us continue to find you there. Amen. And our congregational blessing for you, Cadence and Evie and Finn and others who may be downstairs already. May God make safe each step you take. May God feed your hearts, minds, and souls. May God hold you in the clasp of God's own hands. May God's light always shine brightly in you. Let's go light the candle.
Awakening. Mechtild of Magdeburg wrote, "The day of my spiritual awakening was the day I saw, and knew I saw, all things and God in all things."
Awaken. Activate. Animate. Enliven. Excite. Insight. Kindle, provoke, rally, revive.
Maria Harris writes, "As the awakening of the spirit begins, we find ourselves aware of the capacities and possibilities within ourselves to be sculptors, musicians, painters, and poets of our spirituality. Able to hear, touch, and feel a new life emerging and blossoming from within. We begin to look at people and things with more care, hearing words and music not heard before. We experience our senses coming alive, and we reach out to feel what we have not felt before. We move in new ways with more assurance and more grace. We hold a leaf or a shell, a bird or a baby, as if for the first time. We listen to a song or a symphony, a conversation or a cry, and feel ourselves stopping, pulling toward a response."
Barbara Brown Taylor writes, people encounter God under shady oak trees, on riverbanks, at the tops of mountains, and in long stretches of barren wilderness. God shows up in whirlwinds, starry skies, burning bushes, and in perfect strangers. If you want to know more about God, pay attention to the lilies of the fields and the birds of the air, to women kneading bread, and to workers lining up for their pay.
Discovering. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. From Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3.
Discover, ascertain, design, detect, determine, explore, invent, glimpse, learn, locate, notice, observe. Perceive, realize, recognize, see, sense, unearth.
Marcel Proust wrote, "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes."
Maria Harris writes, "Discovery is where we spiral downward, inward, then outward, often in complete stillness and with no perceptible movement, looking for what makes us uniquely us. We go searching for special mosaics that form our spirituality, especially the pieces that have been neglected, lost, or left out. Discovery is inward as well as outward. It is down as well as up. It is centered on individual quest, and it promises light at the end. It is the crumbling of the false or narrow notion of ourselves and the emergence of the truth of our being."
Anne Lamott writes, "There are times in our lives, scary, unsettling times, when we know that we need help or answers, but we're not sure what kind, or even what the problem or the question is. We look and look, tearing apart our lives like we're searching for car keys in our couch, and we come up empty-handed. Then, when we're doing something stupid, like staring at the dog's mismatched paws, we stumble across what we needed to find. Or even better, it finds us."
Donna Markova writes, "I want to know how to float in the silences between breaths and thoughts. I want to know how to lift above and sink below the flow of life, to drift and dream in the currents of what cannot be known."
Creating. In the beginning, God created. Genesis 1, 1a.
Create, build,
construct, concoct, compose, design, fabricate, fashion, forge, form, imagine, perform, produce, shape.
Madeleine de Longue wrote, "Creativity is a way of living life, no matter our vocation or how we earn our living. Creativity is not limited to the arts."
Charlotte Erickson writes, "This is for those of us who sing, write, dance, act, cook, listen, and love. And this is for doing it, even if no one will ever know, because the beauty is in the act of doing it, not where it can lead. This is for the times we lose ourselves while writing, singing, playing, and no one is around, and they will never know, but we will forever remember. And that shines brighter than any praise or fame or glory we will ever have. And this is for you who writes or plays or reads or sings by yourself with the light off and the door closed, when the world is asleep and the stars are aligned, and maybe no one will ever hear it or read your words or know your thoughts. But it doesn't make it any less glorious. It makes it ethereal, mysterious, infinite. For it belongs to you and whatever God or spirit you believe in. And only you can decide how much it meant and means and will forever mean. And other people will experience it too through you, through your spirit, through the way you talk, through the way you walk and love and laugh and care. Don't try to present your art by making other people read or hear or see or touch it. Make them feel it. Wear your art like your heart on your sleeve and keep it alive by making people feel a little better, feel a little lighter. Create art in order for yourself to become yourself, and let your very existence be your song, your poem, your story. Let your very identity be your book."
Dwelling. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Psalm 23, verse 6.
Dwell, abide, crash, exist, flop, inhabit, lodge, nest, occupy, park, perch, reside, rest, roost, settle, stay.
Dwelling, Marie Harris writes, "The sound of the word attracts, the meaning of the word comforts." Dwelling, to pause, to rest, to linger, to abide, to stay for a while, to inhabit. Dwelling, to let things remain as they are for a time, to let be, to let go, to stop, and to let ourselves be surrounded by the joys, the healing joys of rest, of contentment, of doing nothing. Dwelling, to give ourselves permission to simply be. Dwelling holds our spirituality together. knitting it into a seamless garment. In dwelling, we weave the fabric of our souls. We dwell in places of sorrow, places of joy, places of work, places of community. We must seek out, for at least a few minutes a day, a place where we can stop, be still, and linger.
Nourishing. Those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. John chapter 4, verse 13.
Nourish. Comfort. Cultivate. Encourage. Foster. Maintain. Nurture. Provide. Supply. Support, sustain, tend.
Nourishing your mind, nourishing your body, nourishing your spirit.
Barbara Brown Taylor writes, "To make bread or love, to dig in the earth, to feed an animal, or cook for a stranger. These activities require no extensive commentary, no lucid theology. All they require is someone willing to bend, reach, chop, or stir. Most of these tasks are so full of pleasure that there is no need to complicate things by calling them holy. And yet, these are the same activities that change lives, sometimes all at once, and sometimes more slowly. The way dripping water changes stone. In a world where faith is often construed as a way of thinking, nourishing practices remind the willing that faith is a way of life."
Edith Nesbit wrote, "There is nothing more luxurious than eating while you read, unless it's reading while you eat. They are not the same thing, as you will see if you think the matter over."
Traditioning. I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions just as I handed them on to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
Tradition, birthright, convention, custom, heritage, practice, ritual, wisdom.
Sharing your gifts, sharing your time, sharing your talent. Remembering, it's not about the turkey, thank goodness, or the number of candles on the cake, or who wins at family night game.
Maria Harris writes, "Tradition is often thought of as words, rules, or doctrines handed on and handed over. But in a strange paradox, this is not actually its meaning. For no such thing as tradition exists to be handed over. Rather, it is the action of handing on and handing over that is the tradition. Tradition is the process by which humans communicate ways of knowing, ways of being, and ways of doing from one generation to the next. Tradition is the handing on of life and of living. Tradition brings together past and present, just as memory does. When we consider spirituality as a way of life and living in the world, traditioning becomes the movement of handing on this life.
Donna Sinclair writes, "Sometimes I have offered bits of china to my children. Generally, they say no, which always surprises me. I thought we had a lot of happy memories from mealtimes, and they would welcome the chance to integrate them into their lives. Then, I visited them in their homes and realized how the plate on which the food that nourishes your guests is served is a remarkable personal choice. It reflects who you are, and they are not their parents. I was proud of that insight. However, foolishly, I made one last effort to pass on a large inheritance of dishes. No, thank you, was the polite response. Then came the happy reminiscence I had longed for. I have my own dishes, but could I have the table?"
Transforming. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
Transform, alter, convert, mold, reconstruct, renew, remodel, revamp, revolutionize, translate.
Maria Harris writes, "The transforming voice takes a special form. It's a voice that asks questions. Genuine listening gives birth to genuine hearing. And when we begin to hear, we also begin to ask, why is this so? Why has this happened? Who decided it would be this way? Which then becomes, how might this be changed? Is there something I can do?" But we have to realize that ours are not the only questions. While we are questioning, we are also being questioned.
When we come to the edge of all the light we have and we must take a step into the darkness of the unknown, we must believe one of two things. Either we will find something firm to stand on, or we will be taught to fly.
Donna Markova writes, "I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as a seed goes to the next as a blossom, and that which came to me as a blossom goes on as fruit."
Thank you. Let us pray. God of mystery, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Around us, we experience creation in all its mystery, leaves that sprout from seemingly bare branches. From an egg, life emerges. From rain, the growth of food which has a possibility of feeding our entire world. As we explore the many ways of celebration in the dance of the Spirit, as we awaken to the world around us, discovering who we are, we who are part of you will be able to use our creating energies wherever and however we dwell. Make us a nourishing people. Give us the wisdom to live our traditions well so that others can be transformed into the people that you would have them be. As we widen our horizons, we can become leaders bringing harmony out of chaos, healers of others' pain and mental anguish. With your energy, God, we can do so much more than we can imagine. Give us the wisdom to appreciate our differences, for we know that there are many paths to finding our life in you. When we are discouraged, show us the way. When we are frightened, give us arms to hold us. And when we are sad, give us a friend. And let us always remember that Jesus presented to the people the way to live so that your kingdom, God, can indeed come to a weary world. And now, strengthen us for the journey as we leave this place, confident that you, God of mystery, are in us and around us. Amen.
Dance, though no one is watching you. Love, even though you've been hurt before. Sing, although no one can hear you. Live your life with heaven on earth.
May the beauty of the Spirit be reflected in your eyes. May the love of the Spirit be reflected in your hands. May the wisdom of the Spirit be reflected in your words. And may the dance of the Spirit be encompassed in all you do. Amen.